Sauron? Sauron. Do you see me, Sauron? This is no wizard or halfling that you may bend to your will. Behold me, Sauron. I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn, the heir of Isildur, the heir of Elendil, Elessar that is to be, king of the lands you have sought to make your own. Behold my sword and Duril, the flame of the west, forged from the shards of Narsil, the sword of Elendil, the broken sword which cut from your finger the one ring, the ring of power.
And did he speak to you?
He said nothing. And yet the struggle was bitter. But he is not so mighty that he is above fear.
But he wields great dominion, nevertheless, and now he will strike more swiftly.
The hasty stroke often goes astray. We must press our enemy fast. I learned many things from the stone. A grave peril is approaching Gondor from the south that will draw off great strength from the defense of Minas Tirith. If it is not countered swiftly, the city will be lost in 10 days.
Then lost it must be, for what help is there to send thither, and how could it come in time?
I have no help to send, therefore I must go myself. But there is only one way through the mountains that will bring me to the coastlands before all is lost. That is the paths of the dead.
Can the living use such a road? And not perish?
In this dark hour, the heir of Isildur may use it if he dare.
But even if you pass that way, what will so few avail to counter the strokes of Mordor?
This is the message brought to me from Elrond. Bid Aragorn remember the words of the seer and the paths of the dead.
And what may be the words of the seer?
The tower trembles, to the tomb of kings doom approaches. The dead awaken, for the hour is come for the oathbreakers. At the stone of Erech, they shall stand again and hear a horn in the hills ringing.
But who were the oathbreakers?
The men of Dunharrow, sworn to fight with Isildur against Sauron. When he summoned them, they would not fulfill their oaths, for the enemy had corrupted them. They fled before his wrath into the mountains and dwindled into the barren hills of Erech, there to remain forever in the grey twilight. The dead who cannot rest until the heir of Isildur calls them to fulfill their oath. I do not go gladly, and only of your free will would I have you come.
I will go with you, even on the paths of the dead, and to whatever end they may lead.
I also will come, for I do not fear the dead.
I hope that the forgotten people will not have forgotten how to fight.
That we shall know when we come to Erech.
And as they prepared to set out on their journey to the Haunted Mountain, Frodo slept beneath a thicket of bay leaves in the marches of that land that man once called Ithilien, and Sam kept watch over him.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Food for hungry hobbitses, rabbitses. Nice rabbits.
Smeagol always helps.
Find something fit for hungry hobbitses, they say so. Smeagol helps. Oh, it's... The master has gone to sleep. And perhaps...
Sam wants to sleep.
Perhaps hobbitses don't want rabbitses now.
You'll soon find out whether we want them or not. Yeah, go and fill these pans with water. Bring them back.
Well... Yeah. Smeagol will fetch water, yes, but what does the hobbit want all the water for? His junk is washed.
Never you mind. The sooner you fetch the water, the sooner you'll find out.
Smeagol always helps nice hobbits.
Oh, Mr. Frodo. Too old and weary you're looking. And too thin and drawn. It's not right for a hobbit. I'm going to wake him up if I can get these conies cooked. Now let's get a fire going.
Right.
Hobbits, they mustn't do it!
Mustn't do what?
Mustn't make nasty red tongues. It's dangerous. Yes, it is dangerous. It burns, it kills, it will bring enemies. Yes, it will.
Well, I don't see why it should. And if you don't put wet stuff on it and make a smother. But if it does, it does. I'm going to risk it. Anyhow, I'm going to stew these conies.
Stew the rabbits, is? Spoil beautiful meat. Smeagol, safe for you, poor hungry Smeagol. They're young, they're tender.
Now, now, each to his own fashion. You needn't watch me. Go and catch another and eat it as you fancy. Somewhere private and out of my sight. No, ah, no. Go and get me some herbs. That's what a hobbit needs with a coney. A few bay leaves. Some thyme and sage, that'll do.
No, Smeagol is not pleased. And Smeagol doesn't like smelly leaves. He doesn't eat grasses and roots, is no precious. Not till he's starving or very sick. Poor Smeagol.
Poor Smeagol will get into real hot water when the water boils if he don't do as he's asked. Sam will put his head in it. Yes, precious. And I'd make him look for turnips and carrots and taters too. Oh, if it was the time of year, I'd give a lot for half a dozen taters.
Taters. Smeagol won't go. Oh, no, precious, not this time. He's frightened. He's very tired. Yeah. What's taters, precious, eh? Huh? What's taters?
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
The gaffer's delight and rare good ballast for an empty belly. If you turn over a new leaf and keep it turned, I'll cook you some taters one of these days, I will.
Ooh.
Fried fish and chips served by S. Gamgee. You couldn't say no to that?
Yes, yes, we could. Spoiling nice fish and scorching it. Give me fish now and keep nasty chips.
Oh, you're hopeless. Mm. I'll get some herbs myself, providing they're not out of sight of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Go to sleep.
Mm. Sam.
Ooh.
Not resting. Is anything wrong?
Oh, no, nothing's wrong.
What is that smell?
I've got a bit of stew for you and some broth, Mr. Frodo.
Sam.
Good.
But you should have been resting, Sam. And hey, and lighting a fire was dangerous in these parts. But I do feel hungry. What have you stewed?
It's a present from Smeagol.
Oh, what?
Yeah, a brace of young conies. Oh, I fancy Gollum's regretting them now.
Where is he?
Well, I suppose he's gone off to find something for himself. He's not pleased with Sam. Oh, no, precious. He's not pleased at all. You drink your broth, Mr. Frodo. Forget about him.
Yes, Sam.
Well, Mr. Frodo, taters or no taters, that were a tasty pair of conies.
They were, Sam. Look, your fire's smoking.
Huh?
You better put it out.
Oh, why, so it is. How could I have been so stupid? I'll stamp it out.
What? What was that?
I hope it was only a bird. But it didn't sound quite like that. It was more like somebody mimicking a bird.
Yes.
If that fire's brought trouble, I'll never forgive...
Shh, Sam.
That's where the smoke came from, over there.
Voices.
We shall have it like a coney in a trap.
Quick, into the ferns.
Yes. Then we shall learn what kind of thing it is.
Too late. Draw your sword.
Not what we sought. But what have we found?
In episode 8 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye. Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe. Merry, Richard O'Callaghan. Pippin, John McAndrew. Treebeard, Stephen Thorne. Legolas, David Collings. Gimli, Douglas Livingstone. Theoden, Jack May. Éomer, Anthony Hyde. Saruman, Peter Howell. Grima Wormtongue, Paul Brook. Faramir, Andrew Sear. Halbarad, Martin Reed. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The director was Penny Lester.